Doc, who is my not-girlfriend and a global science felon, has a dog. The dog is called Tycho. And looking at Tycho, you would not think he was named for the guy who lost the middle part of his nose in a duel with swords. Tycho is a Saluki, and that is a tall, skinny, expensive dog, like if Gautier styled a greyhound for Miley Cyrus. Looking at Tycho, you would assume he was gentle and shy, and that is true insofar as it is mostly true and things that are mostly true are not true at all. Tycho is gentle and shy, but he is also a dog, and he will therefore attempt fornication with anything at all. The animal has no discretion and no sense of boundaries. Beneath the elegant exterior of a dog bred for generations by emirs and sheikhs, there lurks the heart of a dissolute sex pest, and despite what is undeniable, that Tycho is a sighthound and can see the hairs on a gnat's ass at 100 paces, it is clear that love, or at least savage and inappropriate lust, is blind. If he thinks an object is even moderately suited to receiving his organ, he will absolutely positively fuck it until one or the other of them is incapable. I have seen Tycho initiate coitus with a salt-baked sea bass, and that will be in my head forever. Forever. It is, therefore, something of a surprise that Tycho recently refused his affections to the lady dog belonging to a rich old Dutch party called Mrs. Van der Zee. But that is what he did, and there is no accounting for taste. Looking at Mrs. Van der Zee's dog, I would have said there was nothing to object to. Certainly Marta, this being the name of the lady dog, is a more obvious friend with benefits than 2 kilos of Michelin-starred fish on a bed of shaved black radish. But I am not judgy. Tycho and Marta did not make it, and that is that, but it is not that for Mrs. Van der Zee. Mrs. Van der Zee takes a dim view. She sees the absence of dog fornication as a slight upon Marta, and any slight upon Marta is a slight upon Mrs. Van der Zee. And one does not slight Mrs. Van der Zee. As a result of the non-fucking by Tycho of Marta, there had to be an owner-to-owner meeting in a truth and reconciliation mode at which I was present purely as mediator, and it was not a good meeting at all. Mrs. Van der Zee lives in a big place by the sea, and it has gardens and tennis courts and 2 heated pools and thousands of deluxe ultra-premium rare tulips. In fact, the whole place smells of sickly tulip stink, because Mrs. Van der Zee chooses to wear a customised perfume made by a guy named Jort. Jort is present at this exciting gathering in a sort of Roman short shorts play suit. He is from Den Haag and has no body hair whatsoever, and I'm fairly sure Mrs. Van der Zee keeps him as some sort of quasi-sexual pet. I do not want to know what she does with him, and I do not think Jort wishes to talk about it. He works with both ancient wisdom and sophisticated modern techniques to create a unique signature scent experience using whatever you give him, which in this case, of course, is ultra-premium deluxe rare tulips. I am not a perfume guy, but when I was the cardinal of coffee, I developed a sensitive nose, because if you cannot tell when someone is trying to sell you basic sawdust Arabica for Hacienda La Esmeralda, you will get fucked in the civet hole. And this perfume smelled like someone had done that with violet to a perfectly innocent vetiver, and then shaken the whole thing with turpentine. It is dis-fucking gusting, and it is all over everything in the house. And when she shakes your hand, it goes on you like she's a plague vector, and it will not come off your clothes. So I may not have been entirely at the top of my game during this encounter, and it did not go ideally well. Over the salad course, by way of peacemaking, Doc ventured the opinion that the absence of sex between the canine companions may be owed to the fact that their antibodies were not sufficiently complementary, which seemed like a good no-fault explanation to me. But Mrs. Van der Zee recorded, around a mouthful of Lollo Rosso, the alternative view that Tycho is a hate-filled canine communist. Doc said he was not hate-filled, nor indeed did he, being a dog, possess the necessary cognitive architecture to form political opinions of this kind, and Mrs. Van der Zee audibly concluded that Doc was one of those. When Doc requested clarification of what sort of those this might be, I was unable to prevent Mrs. Van der Zee from explaining that Doc, as evidenced by her lack of belief in dog politics, was a doino, or dog owner in name only, or she would know that our furry friends understand more than we think. Doc noted that she might could arrange for Mrs. Van Der Zee and her damn dog both to get a virulent and fast-progressing hemorrhagic fever. And I said shush, because that is a thing that Doc has done in her life. An ixnay on the lowing bay our yay over k. And Doc said I should tixay, tit-ay, put-ay, I-may, sass-ay. And it was at this tense moment that Tycho chose to initiate vigorous and vocal sex with a Semper Augustus. A Semper Augustus is a kind of tulip whose petals look like marbled steak and which costs $10,000 a bulb. Also, when a Saluki fucks one, it makes a noise like cleaning a window with a squeegee.